Each holiday season, the village grew, as though speculative hordes of land developers had descended upon the bucolic tranquility of the tiny town. Jim spent their vacation trips and three-day weekends scouting garage sales, flea markets, and church bazaars in search of more items for his village. The miniature houses were no longer his main concern. He had dozens still to be unpacked and worked into the snowy setting. Jim now needed all the things that went with village life. The street lamps, mailboxes, doghouses, cars, pedestrians, skaters, sledders, carolers, and snowmen. Jim and Delia tended to get more company during recent Christmases than they had been used to. Jim's village became an attraction, while Delia's Christmas tree, as meticulously decorated as ever, was all but ignored. Jim's village became the reason people visited. They never got further than the living room, content to gaze at it for hours on end, delighting in finding scenes they hadn't noticed on earlier passes. Their enjoyment puzzled Delia. The village was cute and clever only from a distance. All the magic disappeared for her upon closer inspection. Nothing matched the style of anything else. The scale of things was way off. There were street lamps from an old train set that towered above the church steeple. There were sledders so huge they could only have fit into the houses through the large round holes on their backsides. The skaters had come from so many flea markets that they were of such unmatched sizes and periods of dress, they seemed like a freakish carnival skating across the glitter-dusted mirror. There were toy cars unable to fit in any garage, and pedestrians tall enough to look face-to-face with second-story occupants gazing out their crooked cellophane windows. To Delia, it was as though Charles Dickens and Rod Serling had collaborated on a theme park. "Doesn't anyone notice all these discrepancies?" Delia wondered. Were they simply dazzled by all the blinking lights? Try as she would, she could not manage to see the charm of her husband's oldie-timey Xmas village.